We're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to letter in volume 4, and we're up to letter 876. This is dated at the 23rd day of Tevis in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph from Brooklyn. And this is a letter in which the Rebbe is addressing to Rav Chosid, Vasig Chosid, Aleph Tzadik, I'm not sure, Avram Tzvi, or whatever it stands for. It brings down at the bottom here, his name was Brahal, whatever, so whoever this was, not familiar. So the Rebbe also, and he was also a Shoichet. Usually when somebody's a Shoichet, they add the two, the initial Shin Vav Beis, which means Shoichet to Boidek, a Shecht, and also checks the, make sure the kashrus of the animal, Shoichet to Boidek. The Rebbe says, peace and blessing. He says, I'm sure that you have heard the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arena Karboros Mishkovei, who many times said during his talks that a shoichet, a person who shechts, isn't a person that has a knife in his hands. The Rebbe uses here the Russian expression, Skataboyets. But the Rebbe says the job is to influence this people of the city in which he finds himself, to draw them from physical and animalistic matters, and to bring it closer to the blessed Hashem through the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, and the love of another Jew. As our sages say, that the meaning of v'shachat, which means slaughter, means u'moshach, you shall pull. Ein v'shachat olam moshach, meaning that the job of a shoichet is a spiritual job, not just that physical job. Just as it is in the simple matter that when there is shechita, when you do shechting, so then, when there is zovachto, then you can eat. So, what happens? That the meat of the animal and the bird is turned into becoming the blood and the flesh of the human. So it goes on to the end, and the human, or Adam, which means human, comes from the language Adam El Elyon, that I am compared to the one above. Because, as the Mishnah says, Chabivim Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokoyim, v'chibu yisrael nadaslam shenikru bonim lamokoyim. That the Jewish people have a special dearness, Hashem calls them his children. This is an extra dearness that are called children, God's children. So, how lucky is a person who causes a closeness between a father and his child, or between a child and the father? And especially such dear children and such a dear father, and the great privilege to be able to bring down for yourself all goods and everything that you need physically and spiritually with blessings. The Rebbe adds to this the publication for the 24th days of Tevis with the letter that goes along with that.